Welcome to Travel to Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we talk with Kentucky Derby Museum Director of Communications, Rachel Collier, about the Kentucky Derby Museum and how you can experience the greatest race all year long.
We are all kind of getting used to changes at this point. Of course, the announcement, no spectators at the Derby. It's going to be a historic year. But, you know, it is running. It's the 146th running. It has never not run. So it will certainly be one for the history books, that's for sure.
What do you want people to know about the Kentucky Derby Museum where you serve every day?
Sure. Well, we want people to know, first of all, we're open, so come see us. And number two, you know, a lot of people, everyone is going to be missing out on Derby in person this year. And we still want to make sure that people have that experience. And we like to say at the Kentucky Derby Museum, it is Derby every day. So any day you walk in our doors, any day of the year, it's supposed to feel like Derby. You know, you can learn about the Derby, you can experience it, and so we want people to come, make a day trip of it, plan a trip, go to derbymuseum.org and plan your trip.
You know, when you see the greatest race, it's in the theater in the middle of that surround theater in the middle of the Derby Museum, you don't get cold chills every time. It puts you right back in the Derby, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness. If you have not come to see that movie, that is just the reason you need to come. It is under 20 minutes. It's in an oval movie theater. It looks like a racetrack. It's an oval screen, 360-degree screen. And it takes you from the life of a thoroughbred, from being born, all the way up to what it takes to make that horse into a Derby contender, up into the Derby race. And it makes you feel like you're at the Derby. I mean, it really, really does. And no, I cannot watch it. As many times as I've watched it working at that museum, I always cry and I always get goosebumps no matter what.
Hey, you guys have some new things going on at the Derby Museum, I understand. What's going on there?
Yes, so we have a new racehorse workout tour, and it is awesome. It is every Monday through Saturday at 7:30 in the morning, and it's just $15 per person. It's an hour-long tour. We take you out to the track at Churchill Downs, and you get to be railside right by the track while these horses work out in the morning, and they go breezing by you, those hooves hitting the dirt. There is nothing like that feeling. Watching them gives me goosebumps talking about it, but there is just, if you have not experienced that, you need to come take our new racehorse workout tour. And you're not only watching the animals, but our tour guides are very knowledgeable, so you can ask them any kind of question. They're going to be giving you facts along the way through this tour. You know, did you know that a thoroughbred weighs around 1,000 pounds, or they can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour? So throw any question at our tour guides. If they don't know the answer, they'll find the answer for you.
And you never know who you might see out there either.
Sorry?
You never know who you might see out there either.
Exactly. You know, on one of our recent racehorse workout tours, I can't guarantee this on every tour, but it was pretty neat. Some of the riders came over on their horse and came over to the rail. They saw the group standing there, and they interacted with the group. They let people pose for pictures with the horses and actually pet the horses. And, of course, we have social distancing in place, so we're making sure everyone's safe. But that was a pretty neat experience, and it's unlike anything that you'll get anywhere else.
Rachel, what's your favorite part of the museum?
My favorite part of the museum? Well, we already talked about the movie, so I'll go to my other thing that I love. So there we have a Secretariat exhibit. And for me, standing in front of that Secretariat exhibit, there is an item in there. It's a horseshoe worn by Secretariat. And for me, I was not born in that era. I was not alive. And so that is the closest I will ever get to the greatest racehorse of all time. And just standing there and seeing and going, wow, Secretariat wore that horseshoe. It is pretty incredible. And we have all kinds of neat trophies and just stories to tell. I feel like I've learned so much and so many stories from different jockeys and trainers and owners about their Derby win and their Derby experience.
Rachel, I don't want to make you late for your next visit, but also, do you have a Derby horse picked out yet? Who do you like this year?
Well, you know, I feel like the trend has been to pick the winner that's been winning and that's the favorite. That's been happening, I feel like, you know, in many recent years. Of course, last year was a strange Derby,
yes.
So I'm going to go with Tis the Law. Tis the Law.
Our guest today, Kentucky Derby Museum Director of Communications, Rachel Collier. I'm Alan Watts. Travel to Bluegrass.